And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is going in the third day of his hunger strike. And Lum is hopeful that this plan will soon force Abner's wife, Elizabeth, to ask him to come back home. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Granny's, where you been, Abner? You ain't been eating, have you?
No, I ain't been eating, but I'm going to start pretty quick now. Just look at this card here, Lum.
Card?
Just look at that. Read what it says on there, right?
Well,
there.
Wait a minute. Don't rash me. You got it jammed right up again, my glasses.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Bound you this will change your mind about that hungry strike of mine.
It shows a picture of a girl here. What's that got to do with your hungry strike?
Huh?
It says here her name is Alice Fay, and underneath that it says Drexel Williams.
Well, read the other side. That's what I want you to see there.
Granny, there's a nice-looking girl, you know.
Yeah, turn the card over, Lum.
She's downright pretty.
Over on this side, right back there.
Oh,
look there now.
It says, you possess a highly sensitive and artistic nature. And
don't read that. Read them figures right underneath there.
Oh, 132 pounds.
That's it, right there.
That's what?
I got that card out of the weighing machine down there at Ed Beckley's drugstore just now, and that's all I weigh is 132 pounds.
What do you generally weigh?
Well, around 139 or 140. That means I've lost around 8 or 9 pounds since I went on this hungry strike.
Grannies, have you lost that much, 8 or 9 pounds?
There's a card right there to prove it. I'm so weak I couldn't hardly climb up on the scale there to get weighed.
Look at you one. Stand out there where I can get a good look.
All right, you'll have to look awful close, though. You can't see me, I'll tell you that.
Grannies, I believe you do look pretty bad.
I know I do. Just look at my waist there. Got a big dent where my stomach ought to be. Look at there.
Yeah, you ain't holding yourself in there, are you?
I ain't got enough strength to hold nothing.
Grannies, how long you been on this hunger strike now?
This is the third day of it. Doggy, it's the last day of it, too. I'm going out right now and get myself something to eat.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner.
Lum, I've got to eat. Now, I can't keep this up no longer. A couple of more days and I'll be nothing but skin and bones. Mostly bones. Some dog sees me, he'll more likely carry me out on a vacant lot and bury me.
Well, I'll admit you don't look so good, Abner, but I don't believe we ought to give up now.
Well, maybe you ain't going to, but I know one feller it is, and that's me, Abner Peabody.
Yeah, but Abner, we've done so good this fur, it'd be a shame to quit now and spoil everything.
What do you mean, done so good? Look at me, Lum. Wasted away to about half a shatter.
Well, that's what I mean. We finally got you to where you actually look like you're on a hunger strike. Only trouble is, I'm feared we've went a little too fur with it.
Yeah, I'll say we have way yonder too fur.
I'll tell you what. If you stick it out just a little while longer, I'll see to it that you get something to eat.
You will?
Yeah, along about tomorrow night, you can have a small bowl of soup.
Small bowl of soup?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night?
Uh-huh. Promise.
Doggy, I'll tell you one thing. You'll have to get somebody else to eat it then, because I won't be here. I'll be up there somewhere plunking on a harp.
Oh, that's plumb silly, Abner.
Wish they'd hand out guitars instead of harps. I can sort of chord a little on a guitar, but I know good and well I'll never be able to catch on to one of them harps.
Don't give me no more of that silly talk, Abner. I'll keep you alive somehow. Don't worry about that.
Well, you better feed me something more than a little old bowl of soup, then. You better do it right now, too. I'm starving plumb to death.
Well,
right,
we went this far with the idea now, so the only thing to do is keep on just a little tiny while longer.
Oh, me.
I know we've got Elizabeth good and worried by now, and it won't take much more to get her to take you back.
How do you know we got her worried?
Well, she's bound to be worried by now.
Well, I ain't sure she even knows about this hungry strike of mine.
Oh, she knows about it, all right.
She does, huh?
Yeah, I mentioned it to Miss Barton the other day when she's in the store. And you know, the first thing she'll do is go right to Elizabeth and tell her the whole thing.
Yeah, she'll do that all right, yeah.
Of course she would.
Yeah, maybe we ought to call up Elizabeth and give her a chance to ask me to come back home, Lum.
Oh, no, that ain't the way to do it.
It ain't, huh?
No, we gotta wait around till she comes to you. That's the whole idea of this plan.
Oh. Well, while we're waiting around, let's have some cheese and crackers, Aunt Mom.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I am kind of hungry. No. Abner, you got to cut that out now.
But, Lum, look at me. I've never been this skinny in my whole life. Just take a look at me here.
I know you ain't, but you ever expect to get... Granny, wait a minute. Look out yonder.
Huh? Where?
Now ask me if we've got Elizabeth worried or not.
What are you talking about?
Just look over across the street there. Who do you see standing there?
Over there in front of Dick Huddleston's place?
Yeah.
Well, for the land's sakes, that's Elizabeth.
Well, sure it is.
Who's that she's talking to? Oh, Sister Simpson, yeah.
Granny, that ought to prove to you that this idea of mine's going to work.
You reckon she's going to come over here and ask me to come back home now?
Oh, no, not yet. But we sure got her worried, I know that.
Well,
it's a working, Abner. I know this was a good idea.
How long do I have to wait before she asks me to come home?
Well, I don't know exactly. See, she's just dying to ask you right now, but she won't do it because she's a woman.
Huh?
See, when a woman takes a stand on something, and then she finds out she's wrong, well, it takes her a little while to bring herself around to where she'll admit it.
Oh. Well, reckon what she's doing standing over there talking to Sister Simpson for then.
Well, she's just hanging around trying to get a look at you, more than likely.
Oh.
See how bad you act your look by now.
Well.
Now, Granny, wait a minute. That's what you better do. Yeah.
Do what?
Go out in front of the store and let her get a good look at you. The way you look now will sure enough raise up her sympathy.
You believe it will sure enough,
oh,
huh?
Oh, I know so.
It will, huh?
Oh, you just step out in front there where she can get a good look at you once. Now, bound you inside of a half hour, she'll call up here wanting to talk to you. Begging you to come home.
You sure enough believe she will?
Oh, sure.
Doggie, let me get out there then. You sure I look bad enough now, Lon?
Oh, yeah. You look terrible.
I oughtn't to starve for another minute or two, huh?
You're the scrawniest looking one human I ever set eyes on. I can hardly stand to look at you, even.
Well, good for me.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to be partners with such a looking feller.
Doggin', hooray for me. I'm proud to hear it. Proud to hear it.
So you get out there now and let Elizabeth see you in this condition.
Yeah, yeah.
Be sure and let her get a good profile of you so she can see how you've complete lost that nice round stomach you used to have.
You reckon I'd better go over there where her and Sister Simpson are standing and get close to them?
No, she can see you all right if you just step out in front of the store.
My condition will show up that far away, huh?
Oh, yeah, because you look like a different person altogether.
Well, maybe she won't even know me. Think I'm somebody else or something, Lon.
Oh, no, she'll recognize you all right. Hurry up and get out there before she leaves.
Yeah, all right. Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpap up out there. Dad, blame it all anyway.
Don't make no difference. You can still go out there. Act like you're sort of picking up papers or something like that. Cleaning things up out there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get out there right now. Hey, howdy, Grandpap.
Hey, howdy, Abner. You going somewhere?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Now, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in. Just in time to see the climax of a successful hunger strike.
How's that, Mom?
Just watch out in front there, Grandpap. Watch Abner work on Elizabeth's sympathies. Well, what in the pigeon-toed world is that spavin-legged idiot doing anyways? Sauntering backwards and forwards out there like he's lost. What's he looking for? He's letting Elizabeth get a good look at how terrible and skinny he looks. So she'll feel sorrowful for him and forgive him and all that stuff. Oh, that hunger strike thing he's on, you mean? Yeah. And it's sure working good, too, if I do say so myself. See, I studied this whole thing up for him. Well, I'll say one thing. You sure got him scrawny looking. He ain't got no stomach left at all. I know he ain't. All right, Granny, just look at Elizabeth over across the street there. Is she ever staring at Abner? Them two are as good as back together in their old home right now. Yeah, they ought to be, too. No sense of them being apart this way. It's a pity. Of course it is. I Granny, look. Elizabeth can't stand it no more. She's walking away. There's a good sign if I ever seen one. What's she going in Dick Huddleston's store for? That's Sister Simpson going in there. Elizabeth went out the other way. See her? Oh, yeah, I see her. Going towards home.
You reckon I done any good, Lon? Oh. She turned around and left.
I know you done some good, Abner.
Huh?
Elizabeth was staring at you something wonderful.
She was, huh?
Oh, yeah. That is, till she couldn't stand to look at you no more.
I hope it's going to help. You reckon she started over home to cook me up a big batch of victuals for supper?
I don't know.
I just got to get back to eating. Now, that's just all there to it. I'm just starving. Was that our ring?
I don't know. Maybe it was.
You reckon that's Elizabeth calling me up already, Lon?
No, it couldn't be. She's still walking up the road, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Well, she can't call from the road.
Wait,
I know that.
I'll see who it is.
Or on the phone. She can stand there and holler, but she can't call on the telephone.
Hello? Jot him down store and library. Lum Edwards doing the talking.
Sir, I don't think she can. I never have tried.
That Miss Simpson?
Oh, it's
Sister Simpson.
Sister Simpson.
She's just talking to Elizabeth.
Oh, good.
Watch your step. Why?
What's that?
Elizabeth said what? Well, don't she know that he's been on a hunger strike and he... Hello? Hello? Oh. She hung up.
Well, what did Elizabeth say to her, Lon? Hurry up, tell him. What did Elizabeth say?
She said for the first time in your life you've got a decent-looking figure.
Huh?
And trouble of it is, she thinks you've reduced just to spruce yourself up for some other woman, and now she's done with you forever, she said.